You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is May 16th, 2024. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 18. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to check out the blog, and then head on over to YouTube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe. to check out the YouTube channel that's updated every Wednesday and Saturday. And also check out my upcoming book, Carpe Diem Scroto, 365 Daily Affirmations, scheduled for release in November of 2024. And you can find out more information about my book by going to www.cdsthebook.com. So, how the hell is everyone today? I am taking a zero day today. I have nothing that I need to do. I'm not meeting up with my sister for lunch. I literally just rolled out of bed and I would probably still be asleep had I not received a phone call. But, well, here we are. And I actually do have a few things that I want to do, but nothing that I absolutely need to do. And the wants are just things that need to be done around the house and a few things online for the book. And I also got to get some paperwork done and make a doctor's appointment, you know, fun things like that. So, oh man, it feels like it has been the longest year in history so far, but I know that it's only May and we're starting to get into the summer months here in the Pacific Northwest. And Saturday I had to go grocery shopping and it was 85 to 93 degrees, depending on where you were in the Pacific Northwest. And it was just a taste of how shitty this summer is going to be. Like, I have identified myself as a winter, spring person. Like, fall, winter, spring. Those are my three seasons that work the best for me. Summer, once we start getting much above 65, life is not good for me. And I know that I'm a big baby, like having grown up in the Palm Springs area with temperatures as high as 130 degrees and like 91 degree Christmas mornings and stuff like that. But I acclimated really quickly to the weather here. And so, like I said, anything much above and beyond what it normally is, which is anywhere between 32 and we'll say 55, like that's my comfort zone. And even then, like, you know, here we have a hot 55 and a cold 55, and a lot of people don't understand that, but when you live in a really wet climate, there is a huge difference. And it also makes a big difference if there's snow on the mountains and stuff like that. So anyways, yeah. Long story short, I turned my air conditioner on Saturday and I just laid under there and like fell asleep. I came home from shopping, put my groceries away, stripped down to just like a pair of shorts, and laid under my air conditioner with both of my fans on and passed the fuck out. And it was so glorious. And then every spring, I have a ritual where I go through and I take apart all of the fans in the house. And, you know, they're nothing special. They're those basic white fans from Lasco that you can pick up at, like, Walmart or Target or basically any place. They're usually about $20. And I take those completely apart, re-oil them, clean down the fan blades, knock out all of the dust bunnies and stuff from the engine, and just refurbish them. And I actually lost one of my fans. I thought that it was still going to be working or whatever. And come to find out, because it got so hot last summer, it actually melted the fan blade, and I didn't realize that it had done so. And the fan was left on, and so because it melted the fan blade and the fan wasn't able to spin, it burnt out the motor. And restoring the motor is just something that I have no idea how to do. So I now have 3 dead fans that I need to get rid of, which is going to prove to be kind of interesting, because, well, anything additional or whatever, I get charged for. So I just got to kind of wait or find a dumpster around town somewhere that I could, like, drop those off in. But, yeah. Also, I don't know if you saw my video last week, but kind of got my heart broken a little bit. One of the publishing companies that I really wanted to work with gave me a response basically saying, sorry, but we're not looking for your type of book right now. And so, you know, I still am doing the whole self-publishing thing, but I really wanted to work with this publisher, and I was hoping that, like, in doing so and by getting picked up by this publisher, that it would ease the burden on me. And everyone in the Reddit groups that I'm part of, they're all like, oh, publishers take half of your sales and you don't get hardly any money whatsoever and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, guys, I don't give a fuck about getting the money. I honestly don't want the money. I want my message out there more so than I'm looking to, like, get any cash. And people don't understand that mindset, because everyone is usually so motivated by money. I'm not one of those people. I'm not motivated by money. I don't give a damn if I have $1 million or if I have negative $5 in my bank account. Like, money does not motivate me. And so, you know, I had a couple of traditional snarky trolls. Well, then why the hell are you even bothering to do a book? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, because I feel compelled to do one. And it's a message that everyone needs, and blah, blah. Well, then why don't you just publish it and give it out for free? I'm like, well, you know, there are going to be times when you can get the book for free, but for the most part, I do want to make a little bit of money off of it. But, you know, if that little bit of money is only within the first, like, couple of months of sales, then awesome. But I'm putting the energy into it, like Oprah's going to talk about it, with the realization that it might not be shown anywhere else but in my local community. So, anyways, that's kind of what's going on with that. And, what else is going on? So, yeah, I also did something last night. I don't know if this is actually going to pan out or not, but I had talked to somebody at the pool the other day, And it was one of those like unexpected therapy sessions that just kind of hit a little bit harder than I expected it or wanted it to. Like, I didn't want to even talk to this person about the shit that we were talking about, but it was like, okay, well, for whatever reason, they felt compelled, or the universe felt compelled, to put this person in my path right this moment to kind of corner me and get me and talk to me about these things. So listen. And that's something that's really difficult to do, is to just listen more than you talk, especially when somebody is coming at you with both barrels. You got to listen to what's being said and not listen to respond, but listen to understand and to communicate. And so anyways, I reapplied for college last night. I went through and I found all of my information and was able to get logged back into the school portal. And I resubmitted an application, and I now need to make an appointment with a counselor. And I'm going to talk to the counselor and tell them, listen, this is what needs to be done. Tell them all about my social security problems. Like, you know, if I get a FAFSA, how is that going to affect me? Because if I get student aid, you know, there's a very good probability of it affecting my ability to pay my bills, because they, even though I'll get like a month, like a quarterly, say $1,500 to pay for school and to buy my books or whatever, I'm also then going to have Social Security deduct that money from my check. And, you know, if I get that $1,500, say in March, they're going to deduct that money from my check for April, June, July, August. And so I'm not going to have the money to take care of my schooling or whatever. So I've got to make sure whatever I do does not affect any aspect of it. But, you know, it might just be that I have to do one class at a time. And like, okay, well, this semester I can only do English 101, and next semester I can only do like math 107, and so on and so forth. But as far as I know, I only really need 3 classes to finish out my associate's degree. And if I do it in small chunks like that, it's going to be a little bit of a financial burden. Either way, it's going to be a financial burden, no matter how I like put it. But it's just some shit that I got to think about and see how I can go about it, what needs to be done, because I don't want to activate my ticket to work or any of that other stuff. I mean, I could do so and then just seriously pour my heart and soul into doing as much as I can within that 9 months, and then deactivate my ticket to work and just say, you know, I can't do this anymore. So I'm like most of the things in my life, I put it out into the universe and I wait for the universe to reply with a yay or a nay, or to show me a sign, or give me a way to get the things done that I need to do or want to do. You know, and before, when I used to live in California or whatever, I was constantly on the move, constantly on the go, constantly just like, you know, this is what I want, so therefore this is how it's going to be. And like, you can't tell me otherwise type of a person. And I found that my life was a lot more difficult than when I, for lack of a better term, let go and let God. When I just quit white knuckling and trying to force change into the universe and started rolling with the flow of things, that things changed for the better for me. And so, like I said, it was really kind of difficult learning how to do that, how to give up that control, how to reset my frame of mind to accept things and to just roll with the punches. Now there, I'll be 100% honest with you. I still, to this day, even though I know this is how my life works out and this is how everything works out, there are certain things that I really want that I will fight like the third monkey on Noah's ramp to force to come into my life. And a lot of times it works out for the best, but sometimes it's like a double-edged sword too. It'll work, but everything else around me will fall apart. And it's just like this huge give and take that I have to really think about. Like, you know, well, if I want XYZ to happen, that ABC is going to take place. And it's like, damn it, why does it always have to be one or the other? Why can't it be both? Why can't the universe smile upon me and allow things to happen simultaneously? Like, say for instance, I'm trying to publish my book and I want to go back to school. Why is it that I may not be able to do one or the other? Like, if I go back to school, will I be able to publish my book? If I publish my book, will I be able to go back to school? Like, how is this going to work out for me? So, I just got to think of things and see what happens. But, you know, last night I did reapply for returning to school. And as I take more steps toward that and have more news, I'll let y'all know about it. But for right now, I have just reactivated my student ID number. I've reactivated my student portal and I put in the application. So we'll see what happens. And until then, I'm just going to continue working on my book. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, I would love to hear from you. Please put them in the comment section down below. You can also call in and leave voicemails for me. I have yet to really kind of figure that one out. So I guess I probably shouldn't have brought that up without knowing 100% on how to do so. But, you know, you can always send me a email at hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And we can talk that way. Or if you follow me on any of the social medias, we can figure stuff out that way as well and talk to each other in those regards. But let's see. I'm pulling up the voicemail thing right now to see how to go about doing that. We cannot find what you're looking for. Of course not. Well, anyways, somewhere on the website podcast.hellocupcakeitsme.com, when you go on there, you'll see something about a voicemail, and you can leave a voicemail message to me, and I'll add it into the show. Unless you want to keep it private, then I will just keep whatever you send to me between us. So yeah, anyways, if I will talk to y'all later. Hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will talk to you next Thursday. Bye guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.